best write-ups I've ever seen about the topic of eating a mezonos roll, what bracha you make on a mezonos roll, from this instant classic of Sefer Das Konisa. I've heard already so many people telling me about the Sefer. It seems that it has made such a hit in the Torah world. It's an instant classic, 3 volumes. On each parasha, he has a couple of chapters. A lot of the chapters are topics in halacha. In fact, Rabbi Friend, if you listen to Rabbi Friend Shiurim, a lot of what he's saying lately is coming straight from an elaboration upon this sefer. He says, I'm telling you over here, a lot of the yesoidas that he's using to discuss in this very popular Shiurim, Thursday Shiurim, is from this sefer, Das Konis. It's a very, very, very popular. And in Parashah Shemois, he picks up upon the author is Rabbi Gibbs from Borough Park. Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S. That's a cousin. There's a maggid shir of Rabbi Kahn in Agra de Pirka. There's a very popular maggid shir. His name is Rabbi Gibbs, and that's the same family, like I think they're cousins. Here it's spelled G-I-P-S. Gips, G-I-P-S, 1 P. That's how it's spelled here on the copyright page. They're related. So it seems that he has a coil, he has a Beis Medrash. I don't know the details. I never met him. In Bar Park, he has a Beis Medrash, he has a coil, yeshiva, something along those lines, and he gives shiurim, and he has compiled all of his shiurim and put them here into these 3 volumes. We've used this already, the whole book is marked up. We've already used the last 3, I've used this extensively. And this chapter, somehow, I missed. So now we're catching up on what we've missed, and he has here a very detailed, very long chapter upon topic of mezonos rolls. Now, even before I open up this book, I want to tell you, we all know that there is something in this world called mezonos rolls, and on the packages of many of mezonos rolls, it says berchosoi mezonos. It says the bracha to make on this thing is mezonos. You go on El Al, and I'm not exactly sure whichever hashkacha, whatever. Badats or whatever it is, it tells you on the package that this is a mezonos roll, and the bracha you can make is a borei minei mezonos. There's no secret that Rabbi Belsky, he waged a war against all of the poskim who felt that you can make a mezonos on a mezonos roll. It was his opinion that there is no such thing as a mezonos roll. If you have dough that is kneaded with fruit juices, especially apple juice, there's nothing to discuss. You are required by halacha to make a hamoitzi lechem in aretz and to recite birchas hamazon. And he did not budge. He, Rabelsky, was a genius of geniuses, and in halacha, he mastered the halacha, and this is the conclusion in halacha, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is to make a hamoitzi, and he vehemently, thoroughly disagreed with other poiskim, contemporary poiskim, that felt that you can make on a mezonos roll a mezonos. This is his opinion. Now, right away, we know we have a big machlekes in Klal Yisrael. We have a machlekes among the contemporary poiskim. It seems like mezonos rolls is a new phenomenon. It only exists in America. It only exists the last 50 years. What it is, 40 years, whatever it is. You ever hear of mezonos rolls in Europe? It doesn't seem. Well, we weren't in Europe, so we don't really know. But it doesn't seem that it became a very big popular halachic discussion.
Maybe they made it with fruit juice. They just made a mozi.
So it means that it became a kula in our generation that you can make mezonos. Maybe, it could very well be. So it seems that this thing became something that is new to our generation, that there can be something which looks like bread, tastes like bread, smells like bread, feels like bread, and yet to make a mezonos. It's really a product of this generation where you can make believe whatever you want. It's like, but there is this new phenomenon, and there are many, many people that make a mezonos on these type of rolls, especially when they're traveling on an airplane, or they're in a situation where it's not easy to sit down and wash, and they make a mezonos. They make a mezonos on what looks like to be a regular roll. It tastes a little bit different, not much difference, so you have to really be a feinschmeck to detect the difference between a mezonos roll and a regular hamotzi roll. If you eat enough of them, you can tell the difference. Okay?
Sfardim was used for Shabbos, only used for Lechemishna.
What? Sfardim what?
If it's like, has a food.
They do not?
They do not.
Okay, so they hold mezonos rolls, you make a mezonos. That's a chiddush. Okay, fine. Okay. So, okay, we have a few minutes. Okay, we'll discuss some of that in a moment. But the point is over here. So this is an aged old machlokes and klal yisrael. Is there such a thing called a mizonos shol? Basically, that basically means is that the dough has not been kneaded with 100% water. Now, usually the mizonos shols that you buy are needs flour and water. It's called a mizonos shol because they also add apple juice. They add apple juice. Is it 100% apple juice? Is it the majority of the liquid? You need a liquid to make the dough. So you can have 100% apple juice, you can have 51% apple juice, and you can have 49% apple juice. They're all different types. All different types of mizonos rolls. The better mizonos rolls are 100% apple juice. The ones that are halachically a bit of a challenge are the ones that are only 51% apple juice.
Now, does that mean there's no water? It's just apple juice?
Just apple juice. But now you have to ask another question. What kind of apple juice? Is apple juice from concentrate? Or is apple juice from apples, real apples? What kind of apple juice is expensive? When you're mass-producing mizonos rolls, water is not free. Nothing is free today. But water is a lot cheaper than apple juice. So if you want to go with apple juice, it can increase the price of, is it 100% apple juice? Is it 51% apple juice? Is it less than 51% apple juice? So you have to go know where you're buying your mizonos rolls from. It all depends where you purchase them from. It all depends. You have to look at the ingredients, how they make the mizonos rolls. The assumption, the leniency, which hopefully we'll get, we don't have to do this over 2 days. It could be we have to do this over 2 days. But basically, when a mizonos roll, basically this regular bread, regular dough, and they have substituted the water for a fruit juice. What fruit juice? And this is already part of the controversy. Not real fruit juice. Apple juice. Now, let me right away discuss. I want to really discuss this point at the very end, but let me bring out this point right now. Now, that apple juice is very problematic because it's not really called in the eyes of Chazal Mei Peros. There's something in Chazal called Mei Peros, which means fruit juices. You know what a fruit juice is in Chazal's eyes? You take a grape and you squeeze it. Because in the grape is real liquid. You take an olive and you squeeze it. That's really called shemen. That's not a good example. You have to take a fruit that has real liquid inside. Let's talk about maybe an orange, a grapefruit. A real fruit that has real liquid, I don't know all the technical terms of defining the liquid in a grape. How do you differentiate between a grape and an apple? An apple, there's no juice in an apple. It's not, you slice an apple, it's a piece of apple. It's a little bit moist, it's moist. But there's no liquid. If you squeeze it enough, you'll get liquid. You'll squeeze it enough, you'll get liquid. But the texture of an apple is not the texture of an orange. An orange, you squeeze it just a little bit. You got juice, okay? You want to go make fresh oranges, you take some oranges, you put it in a little thing, and you give it a squeeze, you got orange juice. I've never seen anyone make their own apple juice. Do you make your own apple juice? Let's have a blender. You have an electric blender. Let's just talk about a hand. You have a hand blender, maybe? I don't know. It's not common. The common thing is, if you want to have fresh orange juice, no big deal. You got a little gadget there, you put it on the counter, you take an orange, you press down, and you got some orange juice. But you don't see the common man taking apples and putting them into a little gadget and pressing down and producing apple juice. You got to be a lot more sophisticated. You have to have a blender, you have to have this gadget, that gadget. I don't even know what these gadgets are. You can do it today, 21st century, you can do anything. But it's not in the eyes of halacha mei peros. In the terminology of Chazal, the juice that comes out of an apple is called zeya, sweat. It's an extract. It's not called mei peros. So the first swipe that poskim who are on the machane, in the machane of Rebelski, say, this does not even qualify as mei peros. In Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see There is something called meperos, kneading a dough with fruit juices. And maybe you can argue if you knead a dough with fruit juices, you do not need to make a hamotzi lechem in Eretz, you can make a bar mitzvah mezonos. But you got to start with a fruit juice. What's a fruit juice? I don't know. You take oranges. I'm sure there's a whole collection of types of fruits which Chazal, there's real liquid inside. It's called a fruit juice. But an apple is not a juice. An apple, the liquid that comes from an apple is called zea. It's called sweat. It's artificial almost. And therefore, the first argument that is made by all those, we're not even talking, the whole shaila doesn't start because you don't even have mei peros. Apple juice is not mei peros. It has almost no flavor. When you make a dough, it's very close to water. When you have mei peros, like I think now I remember dvash, honey is called mei peros, or other types of liquids, boy, do you taste the mei peros in the dough. You taste it. You can smell it a mile away. You can smell real meperos a mile away. But apple juice is water. It's not called meperos. The whole shaila doesn't even start. Okay, let's keep that thought in mind. Now this chapter here, he has an agenda. Okay, he's not apologizing here. His agenda over here is, you have to make a hamotzi. Okay, this is not a balanced argument. Okay, you normally have a dilemma. You have to have the two sides. You have to be intellectually honest. There's no attempt here to give the other side in his article here a chance, a day in the sun. His opinion from the very beginning when he begins this article is, there's nothing to talk about. Rabelsky is right. You make a hamotzi lechem in the aretz on mizonos rolls.
Can you use it for lechem mishnah?
Can you use it for lechem mishnah? Yeah, 100%.
And what about Pesach matzahs that's made with apple juice?
You mean egg matzahs? Egg matzahs. 100%. Egg matzahs. You can make hamotzi lechem in aretz. Nothing to talk about. Matzah is different because matzah is hard. It's called pas yovish. Okay, when it comes to that matzah, what bracha do you make on a flatbread? You ever buy flatbreads? Flatbreads.
Yes.
Pretzels. What bracha do you make on a pretzel? Mizonos. What bracha do you make on flatbreads? Mizonos. Why is matzah any different than flatbreads and pretzels? There is no difference. There is really no difference whatsoever. And that goes to prove the point. There's no difference. That is why people who therefore, being that we do make a mizonos on flatbreads and on pretzels, really me ikar hadin we should make a mizonos on matzah. The svardim are right, 100%. They will not use lechem mishnah. Even Ashkenazim, there are Ashkenazim that are makpid. That even though they do make hamotzi on matzah, they will not use matzah. Believe it or not, for lechem mishnah. They will not use matzah for lechem mishnah. They will not take a matzah. You go shalashudas. You can't find another bulkala. So you take a bulk and a matzah. So no. You cannot use a matzah for one of your for lechem mishnah. Don't make lechem mishnah on two matzahs. Don't make lechem mishnah on a matzah and a bulka. Why not? Because me'ikar hadin a matzah is a flatbread. It's called what's the difference? It's called lechem yovesh. It's dry bread. Dry bread is one of the three categories that we're going to discuss. We're going to have to do this over 2 days. Called pas haba bekisnin. Okay, now let's explain now. There is something in the Gemara. The Gemara has a story where there was a person eating what was called, we don't know what they were eating, they were called pas haba bekisnin, and he made a hamotzi. I'll read the Gemara later. This fellow was eating pas, what was called this mysterious food called pas haba bekisnin. And he was eating, and he was a young man, and his father passed the room as he made the bracha, and the father said, "What? I heard tzitzi. I heard you say tzitzi. What does it mean, tzitzi? Tzitzi. So the Gemara says it means I heard you make a hamotzi lechem min haaretz. I heard the syllable tzitzi. Does that mean you made on this thing that you call pas haba bekisnin a hamotzi lechem min haaretz? Could it possibly be? So the son says yes. What are you doing? You don't make a hamotzi on pas haba bekisnin. You make a bari minei mezoinos. So the child said, but I'm koiveya suda. This is my meal today. I'm eating nothing but this to satisfy myself for my lunch, my breakfast, my dinner, whatever it is. Oh, if that's the case, correct. Indeed, you make on pas haba bekisnin, you make a hamotzi lecha min aretz. But under normal circumstances, you make on pas haba bekisnin, bore minei mizoinais. Now you've asked a million-dollar question. What is this mysterious thing called pas haba bekisnin, and how is it relevant for us? So there are three major opinions as to what pas haba bekisnin is. Let's do this now, maybe then we'll have to continue tomorrow. There's a lot of good stuff on this. Let's do opinion number three. Opinion number three is kisnin is the Aramaic word for hard. Hard. So it's a pasuk here. Pasuk kisnin means it's rock hard. There are two types of bread. There's regular bread that we eat, right? Regular, soft, fresh bread. When was the bread baked? Nothing like fresh bread, right? There's steam coming out. Fresh bread. And then there is bread that is rock hard. What is an example of bread that's rock hard? Matzah. What is bread that's rock hard? Flatbreads. What's the bread that's rock hard? Pretzels. These are hard breads. They don't spoil. You can leave matzah in the box for a year, 2 years. Nothing's going to happen to the matzah. You can do pretzels even after the expiration date. It goes on. This is the definition. Kisnin in Aramaic is the translation for hard. Therefore, we learn from this Gemara that there are two types of bread. There is regular fluffy bread. That bread, you have to make a bracha, hamotzi lechem min aretz, whether you like it or not. You can stand on your head, it won't make a difference. You must make hamotzi lechem min aretz, and you must recite Birchas Hamazon. And then there is bread that's hard like a rock, which is matzah and pretzels. Matzah, pretzels, and flatbreads. That, it depends. If you are eating it as a snack, then you make a borei minei mezoinos and you said ala mechia. If you're eating it as a meal, meaning this is your meal, then you are required to wash and to recite hamotzi lecha min aretz. Now, what is called a meal? This itself is a discussion. It's a significant amount, and it's whatever it is. Let's leave that for tomorrow. What exactly is the shir called a meal? You eat a sizable amount. Now, there's also two conditions. You have to eat a sizable amount, and also you must be satisfied. This is the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. We'll get into this more tomorrow. You have to eat an amount that is your meal, and you're satisfied. Then you wash and you recite hamotzi. This, who's the one that says this is the translation of the word kisnin? This is the opinion. Give me 1 second, and I'm going to say it right. This is the opinion of okay, one moment. Here we go. This is Rabbeinu Chananel and the Orch. And the pasuk is the pasuk in Yoshua. Cholechem tzidam yavesh haya nikudim. It's describing that the bread they ate was hard bread, and the targum there says it was perish targum. Cholechem zodihoin yavesh hava kisnin. Okay, the word kisnin is used together with the word yavesh in the targum. Yavesh hava kisnin, which indicates that the word kisnin is an Aramaic word. It's not a Hebrew word. It doesn't mean kiss, a pocket. Kisnin is the Aramaic word which is associated with the word yavesh hava kisnin. It's a type of bread which is hard like a rock. And that's called Pas Habab Kistin. This is the Shita Rabbeinu Chananel and the Oruch. Now, let's go to Rashi. Rashi is very different. Rashi learns Pas Habab Kistin. Kistin is not bread. Kistin is the name of, is a word which is synonymous with toasted kernels of grain. Toasted kernels of grain. Wheat or barley or who knows what, spelt rye oats, you toast in the fire. This is what we call kiloyos, toasted kernels of grain. There's another word called kisnin. Now, why in the world would you want to make a hamotzi lechem in aretz on toasted kernels of grain? You should either make a hadama or a shahakol. So that grows out of the ground, that's not made into a bread, not ground into flour, you make hadama shakal. So Rashi explains, toasted kernels of grain are good for the heart. That's what it says. Okay, that's what it says. Maybe I don't know what the doctors say today, it's good for the heart. And at the end of the meal, after you finish the meal is over, at the end of the meal, I think even after you bench, they would bring out dessert, Viennese table, and they would serve toasted kernels of grain. And you would eat it together with dough, regular dough. This is the dough that was kneaded. Let me read the words of Rashi. Rashi Masech the Brachos, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. V'yesha oisin oisan k'min tzipoyrim v'ilan ois. In the image of birds and trees, the dough was like animal crackers. Right? They made in the image of different birds. They have birds and animal crackers?
Yeah.
Okay, they do have, yeah? Bird and animal crackers? Yeah. I thought they only had animals. Okay, whatever. Illinois trees. Trees.
It was baked, right?
Yeah, regularly, yeah. Now, what's the dough? What is the composition of this dough? The oichlin mehen dover muat. They only eat a small amount of these animal crackers with the toasted kernels, which are called the kisnin. Umitoich she noistim ba Tavlin harbe ve'egoizim ushkedim u'ma'achola mu'ot. Loi hit inua b'rocha me'ein shalosh. Chazal did not require a birchas ha'mozoin. Nidi dehave apas oiris like rice v'doichan and spelt. Do you make a birchas ha'mozoin on rice? No such thing. So he's saying here as follows. Rashi is saying two important yisus. I'll tell you Rashi, I'm going to tell you the other thing. We'll stop. We'll do the rest tomorrow. But Rashi here says two important yesoides. The word kisnin refers to the toasted kernels of grain. The kisnin were eaten with animal crackers. Okay? Dough made in the image of trees and birds. The dough was not pure water. Water. The dough was flour and spices. It doesn't really say in the... They put into the dough tavlin, spices, harbe. Tavlin harbe. A lot of spices. The egoizin nuts. Ushkedim almonds. And the amount of dough was minor, was less than 50% relative to the spices, nuts, almonds of this dough. It's a very strange dough. You have flour. Maybe they put in some water. Could be. But they put in more dough was almonds, spices, and nuts, and other things. And they ate this together with the kisnin. So that type of dough, you could smell it a mile away. It doesn't look like bread. It doesn't taste like bread. That you make a bari min hamizonos, and you make an al hamichya.
I always heard kisnin means pockets.
Oh, now we come to the second shita. The second shita is the shita of who's the shita? The shita is the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. I made a mistake. I told you before, it means dry. That was the oruch. The oruch. Rabbeinu Chananel says kisin is a Hebrew word. It means a pocket. And what does it mean? It means you have regular dough, flour, and water. Flour and water, and in the dough you very thin amount of dough, and in this dough you stuff it with all the poison you have, all the sugar stuff, okay? Kiss, and you fill it with mine sugar, udvash. You put a massive chunk of sugar and honey and who knows what, and they have a little what?
That's like baklava, like our cakes.
I think they say like apple strudel. Okay, you have a lot of apples, a lot of guk, and you have a little thin crust. That's all. The crust is called the kiss. But the dough in Chazal is regular flour and water. So how could you not make a hamoitzi? The answer is, it's no different than taking a piece of bread with a with herring. Make it if you have herring, real strong herring, and you eat it with a piece of bread, do you make a bracha on the bread? No, the bread is the tofel. The herring is the yikr. So here we have three, we're going to start right, we have three shittas. One is called pasta baba kista. Notice, none of these things fit exactly what a mezonos roll. I told you, no, he's not apologizing, he has an agenda here. A mezonos roll is not called pasta baba kista. It doesn't meet any of the three examples that we've just learned. Number one, it's not a flatbread, it's not matzah. It's not flat, it's soft. A bagel or a mezonos roll, this is fluffy. It's not possible to kiss it. Number two, it's not like the parish of Rashi. Rashi says the dough, it's a different type of dough. It was kneaded with, there's more honey, nuts, almonds, and spices in the dough than there is water. A regular mezonos roll is flour, liquid. What kind of liquid? It tastes like water, the liquid. Apple juice is not even called meperos. It's a make-believe water. It certainly doesn't fit into Rashi's definition of pasta b'kistin. And what's the third pasta b'kistin? The Rabbeinu Chananel, where the thin little crust of regular bread, real bread, regular bread, and inside you have a ton of guk, apple strudel, who knows what you put in there. You put in there all the things you can find in the supermarket. You buy everything, you just put it in, and you wrap it up in this nice little package. What's the ikker? It's like an ice cream cone. Ice cream. The ikar is the ice cream. No, the cone, you have to have, somehow you have to, okay, that's the type of story, you make two brachas, but anyway, but it's not there to be, it's not the bread. Do any of these three definitions fit into the description of a mezonos roll? Not even close. Not even close to fit into one of these three. This is Shulchan Aruch says, halacha l'maisa, we consider all three to be pas haba b'kisnin. If you eat just a snack, you make a borim in a mizoinois. If you kavei a suda, you make a hamotzi lecha min ha'aretz. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Does a mizonos roll fit into one of these categories? No way. So what do they rely upon? There's a shita, an obscure shita called the Das Torah. Okay, it's a shita, it's cited by the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef rejects it. He cites that if the dough is not pure flour and water, then you can make, it's called the mezonos. And the Beis Yosef says this doesn't make any sense for a number of reasons. He rejects it totally. So who are we to come in this generation and to say we're going to accept this shita that the Beis Yosef thoroughly rejects? It's not recorded in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, the Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't cite it. The Ramah doesn't cite it. It's cited by the Beis Yosef in his discussion of what is possible because he happens to mention, and he says it's wrong and we don't accept it. So who are we to come today in this generation? Oh, all of a sudden we dug up the skeletons over here and we've accepted this to be called Pasma B'Kistin, you make a Barmenei Mazonos. It's very, very weak. Very, very weak. I think we've done enough. Maybe tomorrow we'll do something else. We'll see. What? No, I'm not talking about. Sure.